5. A room of my own. We were giggling and eating the ends of our ice cream cones as we got back to our house. I had gotten us each a waffle cone with 3 scoops of ice cream plus sprinkles and chocolate sauce. That was so yummy, Camille and my body said. I need to stick with a good nickname so this isn't confusing to write. Okay, how about whenever I'm talking about Camille and my body, I'll call her Cam as me. That way, you know who I'm talking about. Good? Good. I was feeling a little guilty for getting ice cream when we were supposed to have the stomach flu. But what if we switched back into our old bodies as soon as we got home and I never had an opportunity like this again? Clean the chocolate off your face before you go in, I told Cam as me. She dragged her sleeve, the sleeve of my white polo shirt, against her mouth. Don't you have a napkin? I asked. She smiled. Nope. I was about to ring the doorbell when I remembered that Sophie had her own key. I unlocked the door. We're home, I called out. Dad was sitting at the kitchen table, working on his laptop. Poor girls. You two should go relax. Can I get you some ginger ale? Thanks, Dad, I said. Where's Camille? In the living room. She's not feeling well either. Maybe it's the same bug. I bet it was. Did she throw up? I asked innocently. No, but she apparently threw a fit. And a chair? Plus, she refused to do any of the activities. Her teacher asked me to come pick her up early because she was screaming at everyone and couldn't calm down. Maybe her stomach is bothering her. I shrugged, trying to play it cool. I'll see how she's doing. Me too! Cam as me cheered and skipped down the hall ahead of me. In the living room, we found Camille, who I assumed was Sophie in Camille's body, lying on the couch. A thermometer was in her mouth, and a wet towel lay on her forehead. For clarity, I'll call her Baby Sophie, okay? As soon as she saw us, Baby Sophie spat out the thermometer and scowled. She pointed at me. You! Who are you? What is going on? Why am I in here? What did you do? Why do you think it was me? I asked, my voice full of annoyance. Although, of course, it totally was me. People don't switch bodies for no reason, Baby Sophie snapped, throwing the wet towel onto the floor. So I guess this means you really are Sophie? I asked. Yes, obviously I'm Sophie, she cried. I couldn't help it. I laughed out loud at the sight and sound of her. All of Sophie's indignation and feelings of superiority were in Camille's little body, along with Camille's high-pitched voice. Baby Sophie was hilarious. Do not laugh at me, Baby Sophie barked. Are you Camille? No, I said. I'm Addie. We did a 3-way switch. She shrieked. Seriously? So you're Addie in my body? I nodded. Baby Sophie pointed to Cam as me. And she's Camille in Addie's body? I nodded again. Isn't this so fun? Cam as me said. Look how tall I am. And we got ice cream. I can see. It's all over your sleeve. Baby Sophie crossed her arms angrily. I'm going to play now, Cam as me said, turning and heading up the stairs. Bye. Baby Sophie huffed. I tried explaining to Dad what happened, but he wouldn't listen. There is no scientific explanation for this. Did we get struck by lightning? I don't think so, I said, hesitating. She glared at me. At school, you said something like, I wish I wasn't in the middle. The next thing I knew, I was finger painting in Camille's classroom. And now you're the older sister? That has to have something to do with this mess, right? I threw up my hands. I don't know. Wishes don't usually come true. That is not a normal thing. Well, you better figure this out, Baby Sophie told me. because I do not wish to be 5 again. I didn't like it the first time around, and I am not enjoying it now. I'm not. She started smashing her little fists against the couch cushions. Her coily hair was everywhere, and her cheeks were flushed. Sophie was always so serious and composed, but baby Sophie was not. Next, she started kicking the couch with her feet and screaming. She was having a full-on meltdown. "I'll figure it out," I said. "I promise." "Good, because I want to be myself again. Today. Today!" I carefully backed away from baby Sophie and went up to the room I normally shared with Camille. Cam, as me, was jumping on my bed. "It's even more fun to jump when you're tall," she said to me. "Can't you jump on your own bed?" I asked. "This is my bed now," she said. "And you're in the wrong room." Oh. Wow. She was right. If I was Sophie, I had my own room. My own room! Sophie was going to kill me, but I couldn't resist. I turned and walked right into her room and closed the door. I lay down on her perfectly made bed and took a deep breath. Her pale blue walls and stark white bedspread made the space feel calm and serene. It was so quiet. There was no little person jumping on a bed. There were no Lego pieces to stab my bare feet. Instead, there was a clean desk with textbooks stacked neatly and a pencil holder filled with pens and pencils. I stood up and peeked inside the top drawer. A stapler, a box of paper clips, and 3 blank blue notebooks. I could get used to having my own room. I took another deep breath. Okay, time to think. How had the switch happened? There had to be a reason. Had I done anything differently that morning? Besides wished I wasn't in the middle. It wasn't like wishes came true just like that. Suddenly, I felt a tingle travel up my arm. I looked at my new bracelet. It was glowing and warm. Wait, hadn't I been wearing the bracelet this morning? Meaning, hadn't I, as Addie, been wearing the bracelet this morning? And yet, I, as Sophie, was wearing it now. Goosebumps covered my skin and my breath caught. The bracelet. It had to be the bracelet. I was wearing the rest of Sophie's clothes, her sneakers, her monochromatic outfit, but I was wearing my bracelet. How? Why? This whole sister switch had to be related to the bracelet. Where was this bracelet from, anyway? That morning, my mom had said a package had come for me on the front porch. I had opened the package, put the bracelet on, and ignored the sheet of paper and the book that had been in there. But who had sent it? I ran downstairs to the closet where I had stuffed the box and pulled it out. I took out the piece of paper first, and with shaking hands, started to read. "Because you're blue, this bracelet is now for you. Speak one wish to make it true. There are some things it cannot do. Keep the box to mail the magic off when you are through. Take care and beware. Hugs and kisses and best wishes." Because I'm blue? What did that mean? Because I was sad? I had been sad yesterday. Sophie had been especially horrible, and my parents had said I couldn't be in the talent show. But how did whoever sent the bracelet know all that? I shook my head. That wasn't even the wildest part. The letter also said the bracelet would grant me a wish. Speak one wish to make it true. I closed my eyes. What had I said? "I am always in the middle of you and Camille, and I wish I wasn't." I'd wished I wasn't in the middle. And now I was the older sister, and Sophie was the baby, and Camille was in the middle. Which meant my wish had come true. My wish had come true! I looked down at the bracelet. The bracelet was... The bracelet was... The bracelet was magic.